Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella School Board meeting.
Well, Greg, the final meeting of the 2016-17 academic year. Hard to believe we've come to the final week of school, but here we are. And the board had an opportunity to do a whole lot before they break for summer, and they wait for a couple of meetings over the next couple of months. First of all, what were some of the things that the board needed to clean up before we do head into summer break?
Yeah, our summer schedule is always a little bit lighter. We just have one meeting in June and one meeting in July. And so, of course, just being prepared kind of for fiscal year end, our fiscal year always ends in June, on June 30th, and so we're always wanting to make sure bills are paid and all those things are ready to go. So there'll be a little gap between our June meeting, which is June 19th, and then at the end of the fiscal year. So we always prepay bills, make sure those are ready to go. There's, of course, some policy things that we're looking at each year. The next year's handbooks will be reviewed in June. All those things are just to get us set for the beginning of the year. And so we've been just trying to make sure we're prepared. The last teachers are getting hired. We had a few late resignations that we got hired just in the last couple weeks, so that's been good. I really have just a couple positions that we're looking to fill yet. And so that's all preparation for next year.
You mentioned next year. That'll be two big things coming up, especially for Forte, and we'll talk about that in a second, but also a slight change in some of the lunch prices for adults and for students at a certain rate that grew. What are some of the things about those rates year to year that you review, and what will be some of the differences?
We set our student registration, student book and textbook fees, material fees, and all those things were set actually in March, because we opened up registration in April already. And so it was kind of early to get that going, but those fees were set. Now it was looking at lunch prices, and for lunch prices, we actually left the breakfast price the same, and our student lunch prices and adult lunch prices are going up 15 cents per meal. And what we do each year is try to just create a break-even situation. We're not trying to grow our fund in our student nutrition lunch accounts. We're just trying to kind of break even. So we have some increased cost each year. We have increased food costs, increased staff cost, but that 15 cents should kind of help us be again at a break even point for next year.
Well, and there were some interesting notes also in the administrative reports. And each regular board meeting, you have an opportunity to talk with all the principals from each building. A couple of notes coming out of the high school and then Lincoln Elementary. And we'll start with the high school about next year, how the day will look a little bit different with some scheduling changes. I know that those are still kind of getting in the works to being finalized, but high school students will have a different look for many of them when it comes to their schedule next year.
It will. The high school is going to implement something called a smart lunch period, and it'll actually give students over the lunch period a time to actually interact and meet with teachers. It'll be a little bit different than the way it has been. So our lunch period will get extended. Students will have an opportunity to eat and then go meet with teachers. And so when students are very busy at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day with activities, that this will kind of be a nice place where students, if they need to retake a test, if they need to follow up on an assignment, if they need to really just check in and make sure they understand something, it gives them that opportunity. So that's going to be implemented next year. It changes our school day a little bit by about 13 minutes is actually what it does. Each class period will be 42 minutes long, and then the lunch period will be a little bit longer just because we're trying to create that time and space for students and teachers to interact. So that's a good thing, something new they're trying. We've looked at several different districts that have implemented this kind of a program, and teachers and students alike really believe it's successful, and that's going to make an impact.
And then at Lincoln Elementary, you had a chance to review literacy rates among elementary students with a certain test. Mr. Schulte was able to go through the presentation. What were some of the findings the board were able to review?
Yep. So each year, our students in elementary grades K through 5 are tested on an assessment called FAST. And they do that three times a year, a fall, winter, and a spring testing period. And so it really tracks our kids from parts of the year, how they're doing in literacy. Each year we have some kids that are secure and some kids that need additional assistance because they're developing. And so it really looks at how many of those kids are, who those kids are, what they're doing, what interventions we can put in place, and how we can hopefully help them to get better. So we looked at the rates, how many kids stayed secure, how many kids kind of floated back and forth, kind of rode the line between being secure and not secure. And so it's always another thing that we just have to look at each year and make sure that we're moving kids forward. So some of our numbers looked good, some of our numbers didn't look as good as we had hoped, and so it was kind of a mixed bag. But in the end, we know we have to continue to look for interventions that make an impact on those students.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.